Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 589. You should think you're the sexiest. It's what this is, guys. All these things where it comes down to you think you need to look this way, you need to lose this weight, you need to buy this product, you need to wear these fashions. Like, it's all in our insecurities. And if we're going to simplify it, because that's what we're going to start with, right? It's because we think in some way, shape, or form that these items are going to make us more desirable. May not be physically, like, you know, that's probably where everybody went first when, you know, you hear that. But, like, in some way, shape, like, in some way, if I have this, it's going to make me come off this way, right? Or view myself this way. And I, when we talk about confidence and having genuine self-confidence, like, you have to understand that you are it. There's nobody like you, okay? Nobody looks like you. Nobody talks like you. Nobody has had the experience that you've had. Nobody has the skill set that you have. Nobody has the personality that you have. You are unique. And when you see a bunch of people trying to blend in and be like one another, like, you know, that's not, how attractive is that? How attractive is it to see somebody that's trying to act like somebody else or a group of other people? You are an individual and you are enough as a person. You don't need to buy another thing. You don't need to look another way. You don't need to lose any more weight. This is a game of confidence. When you have genuine confidence, things start to fall into place. Again, the stuff that people have said to you before, the things that the experiences that you've been through, how you've internalized them, plays into how you view yourself. And we all have this story that we tell ourselves that's not 100% accurate, but it's our perception. So the question is if it's our perception and it's not 100% accurate, why don't we skew our perception towards the positive? Again, and how we view ourselves. Why don't we, like, pick out our good qualities? All of them. And focus on those. Why do we have to be so critical? Why do we have to think that we're incomplete? Now, I could go on an entire tirade about how, you know, I mean, like, this is marketing, okay? you have something and you can position it in such a way that people think that if they have it, it's in some way, shape, or form going to complete them, okay? And by the way, like, It's cool for you to buy things. It's cool for you to try things. It's cool for you to do all this stuff. You know, buy the clothes. Do the workouts. Try to lose, you know, like, try to change your composition. Try to lose some of the weight. It's fine. You just have to realize that you're enough as a person right now. That none of this stuff is going to complete you. What's going to complete you is how you view yourself. You wake up every morning and you think you are the sexiest person alive to you. You start picking out the things that, like, that you really admire about yourself. If you don't admire things about yourself, I'm going to challenge you to start. Find something. Do like a head-to-toe scan. And it's your perception of what's attractive, you know. Just find something. And the appearance stuff, like that's where you would start, right? It's not the whole thing. Confidence is about how somebody carries themselves, what they believe, you know, what they get fired up about. There's so much to it. It's not just appearance. But see, this, as you continue to work through your weight loss process, your weight loss journey, figuring out who you are, you'll start to find these things. You're going to find the things that you really like about yourself. And whatever it takes for you to toss to the side the negative stuff that's been built into you, that you've reinforced yourself most likely, please do it. Counseling and therapy is not like, a lot of folks, that's what you need. I've told you guys, I went to a therapy consultation in my 20s. And I think I went to one other session. But I told you, I was very, very negative, very frustrated, very down on myself into my 30s. And it's like, you know what, had I actually went and sought out professional help, like when this stuff was really starting to happen, like it would have probably given me years of not having all that at the front of my, like the front of my thoughts. Would it always be there? Yeah, always. I still have times, man. Always will. You know, you're never going to completely get rid of how of your perception that you have of yourself. It's always going to creep up, and it's always going to creep up at like the most inopportune times, it'll seem like, right? But I just, when we call out that confidence, genuine confidence, is really the whole game here. Like you, when you believe that, again, not fake it till you make it, but when you believe that you are genuinely confident, this other stuff, it falls into place. You don't spend nearly as much time on the comparison trap. You don't spend nearly as much time like buying into like empty promises and stuff. You're sure of yourself. And again, you're going to have times where like you're unsure of yourself, but like as your default way of looking at you, you admire who you are. You have the self-awareness to be able to pick out the stuff that's pretty awesome about you. And by the way, even in some cases, like if it's stuff that other people have told you is a flaw. Now, again, when we talk about self-awareness and having to, you start with kindness, but you also have to be honest with yourself and direct. So like if you're a jerk, you're going to need to work on that, right? So like how people interact with you, that'll play into it. But if somebody has told you that this is just who you are, this is like, you know, you're just this, well, you can change that. You don't have to buy into what somebody else says. It's hard not to. And we all remember the negative stuff that people have said. Unfortunately, you know, that's what sticks with us more than the positive stuff. But like, you can change the narrative. You really can. And I like, again, when you realize who it is you are, what you've been through, you have this trifecta going, okay? You've hung in to this point without even knowing that this was awesome and fantastic. You've been resilient as can be. You've been resilient AF, right? You've hung in. That's the first of the three. The next part. And these, hopefully, like I would hope the confidence would come, but it may not. You might need something to really look at and say, okay, you know, what can I build confidence around? You can build confidence around your consistency. The fact that you are trying to work through not just health and fitness, but like trying to develop a better relationship with yourself. You're trying to, again, be consistent, and you're trying to be patient, and you're trying to find the good in things, and you're you've surrounded yourself with people that are encouraging you and you're encouraging others. These are things that you can be genuinely confident about. These will be good. I don't necessarily want to say placeholders, because I mean, these might be skills of yours that you really, really admire, and things that, like as you continue to develop, you might come back to these, because these pillar skills and like this way of looking at things is pretty awesome. So it may not be temporary. This might be like a permanent identity shift for you. But if you're consistent, that's just something that you can look at and say, hey, you know what? Like, this is something else for me to be confident about. But you have to be confident in who you are. And you can do it. Now, having confidence doesn't mean that, like, you know, putting in the effort gets any easier. It does from a mental standpoint. Like, in your head, you don't have as much junk to go through. You just can flow through and do the things that you need to do a little bit easier. But the actual efforts of doing it, like, that doesn't get easier. You still have to do that. But you're capable of doing that. I just want you to realize that regardless of if you, it doesn't matter what your weight is, it doesn't matter what your workouts are like, it doesn't matter even if you're working out, it doesn't even matter. Like, you might hear this and say, you know what, I'm just done with the whole fitness stuff, but like, I'm really, like, I'm a fan of myself. And I have the genuine confidence. Like that's the whole thing. You just need to believe that you are all you need to be. And yeah, you're going to continue to develop yourself. You're still going to, like, try to learn, you know, you're going to learn things and you're going to practice things. You're going to test things out. Some things will work, others won't. And many things won't work off the bat. You come back to them later. But you got to believe in yourself genuinely. And you need to, like, you set your standard. So that's why, man, like, you can look in the mirror and decide you're the sexiest person on earth. You're the one that develops the standard. Why the heck, if you're developing the standard, would you say that it's somebody else? Have that swagger, man. Carry it. Looks good on you. You can do this. Let me hear how you're doing this. Let me hear that you're working on this. You can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me, that is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. It is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.